Welcome to these additional episodes of Your Pregnancy Week by Week. We're going to provide information about things you may want to know about before baby's birth and in the weeks and months after baby arrives. Dr. Glade Curtis and I hope these discussions will help you and your partner settle into your new roles as parents. The information in these episodes is a general informative guide. None of the information we provide is intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own doctors. Always follow his or her advice. Use the information you learn here as a starting place in your dialogue to help you put your life with baby and after pregnancy concerns, questions, or interests into words. Each episode will cover one topic. Our discussions are intended to help guide you through the many new experiences awaiting you. So let's get started on this discussion. We're going to talk about celiac disease and how it may affect pregnancy. If you have celiac disease, you're allergic to gluten. When you eat gluten, your immune system attacks your intestines and you absorb fewer nutrients. The condition is hereditary and occurs more often in women. We believe celiac disease affects about 1% of all Americans. If you have celiac disease, make sure it's under control before you try to get pregnant. This isn't always possible, but being prepared is the best way to deliver a healthy baby. There may be a connection between untreated celiac disease and pregnancy complications. Pregnancy may worsen symptoms. Celiac disease during pregnancy has been linked to miscarriage, stillbirth, low birth weight, and preterm labor. Most of these issues occur if the pregnancy is not gluten-free. Before pregnancy, a strict gluten-free diet can help avoid many of these complications. Celiac disease causes inadequate absorption of many nutrients. Pregnancy will require supplements of selenium, folic acid, zinc, B vitamins, and other minerals. Symptoms can be the same as for other problems, so celiac disease may be overlooked during pregnancy. Untreated, it has been associated with an increased risk of urinary tract complications, diarrhea, abdominal pain, bloating, irritability, and depression. It can be difficult to diagnose. A blood test can screen for celiac disease, but you need a biopsy of the small intestine to confirm it. Celiac disease can affect pregnancy in two ways. First, it makes it hard for your body to absorb the vitamins and minerals it needs, so baby doesn't get the nutrients it needs. Second, experts believe some antibodies related to celiac disease might damage the placenta. However, one study showed once celiac disease was under control and a woman was eating the correct foods and taking supplements, the rate of miscarriage was almost the same as for women who didn't have the disease. If you have celiac disease, it's important to have it under control before pregnancy by eating a gluten-free diet. Because folic acid is found in many fortified grain products and you must avoid them, you will probably need supplements to get enough folic acid in your diet. Celiac disease may appear for the first time during pregnancy or after childbirth. If you have symptoms, talk to your doctor. You may need to meet with a dietitian to develop a nutritional meal plan. If you know you have celiac disease, start taking supplements before you get pregnant. Gluten-free diets can be low in calcium, iron, fiber, folic acid, zinc, vitamin D, and magnesium. Your doctor will advise you. Many foods provide nutrients you need. The following foods are very important for you to eat during pregnancy. For iron, eat spinach, sweet potatoes, peas, and dark leafy greens. Meat has 2 to 3 times more iron than fruits and vegetables. For folic acid, eat beans and lentils, peanuts, citrus fruits, and dark leafy greens. You may also have to take supplements. You need calcium, vitamin D, and magnesium for your bones. Choose milk, dairy products, calcium-fortified drinks, canned fish, and leafy greens. Omega-3 fatty acids are also important. Salmon, tuna, lake trout, and sardines are all good sources. Pay attention to your eating plan if you have celiac disease. The best plan for your pregnancy and baby is to stick to a gluten-free lifestyle. If you want to find out more about our podcast, visit our website, yourpregnancyweekbyweek.com. Looking for something specific? Check out the podcast topics list. It lists topics covered in each weekly pregnancy episode and our Let's Explore More segments. Follow us on social media for updates, new podcast episodes, and important information. Visit Your Pregnancy Week by Week, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. If you would like further information, check out our book, Your Pregnancy Week by Week. You may also want to check out our book for partners, Your Pregnancy for the Father-to-Be.